This is Janelle with a Powerful Life podcast, and I am so excited to get into this series before the end of 2024. So I know a lot of folks are like, well, I'm just gonna ride this holiday wave and I will focus on my goals, my resolution, whatever it is I want to do, I'll pick it up back in January after the holidays. That is such a temptation, and what I'm telling you today will change all of that. So I'm here to tell you that 2024 is still not over. And if you're listening to this and it's sometime after, it may be another time of the year, you know what? The same message goes on. Pick it up. Whatever you feel like you want to drop, you want to let go, you want to save for later, you know what? Later is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. Pick up those goals, pick up those dreams. It is not too late to be successful, to find your purpose and to walk in it, so that when you get to that day that you meet the Lord face to face, He can speak to you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. See, there is so much more that God has for you. You have found a place to help you do that. This is why I built the website empoweringlives.online. And it's under my company, that's Janelle PhD. And I introduce myself there and who I am. And maybe I'll do that later. But I wanted to focus on you being successful, and to encourage you. And first of all, I have another episode where I talk about success and the measures of success. And as believers in Christ, we have to know that our success is not defined by the world. It's defined by the Word of God and what that success means. And success is walking with the Lord. It is walking in all things that He has. And success depends on two things: how well we can hear the voice of God, and how well we can obey the instructions He gives us. The more that we spend time with God by practicing the presence of God, the more we will know the heart of God and can follow His orders as He intends us to. And the great thing is that while we are learning, we are given a master trainer, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity, not because He's the least, but because He is the last one to be revealed in scriptures. In our spiritual lives, this is also the case. Most people are true believers in Christ, but have yet to know the Holy Spirit. So before we dive in, I have a couple of questions I want you to consider. And this may be some of the reasons why some of these God dreams, you have placed them aside for now. Right? So, question number one, have you been living a stale Christian life? Have you been living a stale Christian life? Like you're going through the motions, but nothing stirring inside of you. You're like, I'm just doing this because it's what I'm supposed to do, but nothing's, you're not passionate. You're not, nothing's moving you on the inside. Question number two, is your church routine often boring or a drag? Like literally, I remember times when my mother had to drag me to church. and I would make her late. I was literally dragging myself slow because I wasn't motivated to go because I already knew what to expect. Question number three, do you find it difficult to leave certain sins behind? So I remember experiencing this. It was before I came to Christ. I was into some things that were not okay. And people would ask me, oh, how's it going with this? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing better. You know, I'm just getting better every day. And that was such a lie. I was telling them that, but really my habits were getting worse and worse and worse. And I just couldn't leave it on my own. You know, so do you feel that it's difficult to leave certain sins behind? And it could be whatever it is, you know that it's not right, but when nobody's looking, you still do it. Okay, next question. Do you try to live a good life, but don't know how? Like, you truly want to be a good person and live a good life, but you don't know how to do it. You don't see role models around you, or you see like how social media presents people, or you're like, I want to live like that, but you have no idea. Like, how are they really there? No one's sharing the path to success or being honest about it, right? And next question, I think this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you turned off by modern Christianity? When you think of Christians, you're just like, ugh, what hypocrites, like totally turns you off. And every time you hear a story on the news about, you know, a pastor stealing money or, you know, a molestation with a priest, you're like, yeah, that's why I don't go to church. That's why I don't do that. Like, are you completely turned off? Next question, number 7. Are you struggling with secret addictions? And this kind of goes with the other question about leaving certain sins behind. Some of your sins may be outwardly where, you know, you feel like it's not, like, you know, it's not right. Like, for example, I used to go party excessively and I knew it wasn't right, but I enjoyed it and I did it. And it was like, I couldn't leave it. And so this one is, are you struggling with secret addictions? And this one's really hard. You know, again, it's like, you know, it's not right. You even feel disgusted maybe after you do it, but you continue to do it and you feel like you can't put it away. And whenever you're by yourself, it just creeps right back in, like tempting you, like you gotta do it. So number 8, do you feel like you are living a double life? And this may be, you know, because of secret addictions, but do you feel like you're living a double life? Like, you know, you want to be good. You present yourself in a certain way. You do the Christian thing. You speak Christianese. You know the lingo. You know the dress code. But after, you know, you're done with your presenting yourself or going to church or going to this event, that's not really you. Take your clothes off. Like, you are who you are. You even speak different. What comes out of your mouth is different. And you're like, man, if anybody knew what was really going in my mind or who I really was, it would be a disaster. They would not like me. If that's how you feel, you're living a double life. Okay, next question. Is Sunday the only day you take part in anything spiritual? So you're really good at going to church on Sundays, or even you might be like an Easter Sunday, Christmas person, and that's the only time you do spiritual things. Is Sunday the only day you take part in anything spiritual, or are you like an Easter Sunday, Christmas, maybe New Year's, maybe not, a Christian, where you only go, you know, on occasion, but the rest of your life is like you don't even think twice about your spiritual life? And last question, are you following Christ but can't help to think that there's something missing. You're like, I'm doing all the right things. I'm checking off the boxes. I'm going to church on Sunday. I'm reading devotionals. I'm praying. I'm seeking, but there's something missing. You know, deep inside, you're like, I feel like I'm just not, I'm digging, and I'm not hitting the gold. I'm not seeing the fruit. Okay? So if you answered yes to any of these questions, or even more than one question, I am here to introduce you to my good friend, the Holy Spirit, also known as the Spirit of the Living God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, and many other names. But whenever you see a capital S found in scriptures, this is the Holy Spirit it is referring to. There is only one Holy Spirit. Any other spirit is not of God. If it's not the Holy Spirit, it is an unholy spirit. The Holy Spirit can manifest in many amazing ways. He is the catalyst of a dynamic and invigorating life in Christ. He is the one that places the desire within us to turn away from sins and break addictions for good. He is the power behind healings, miracles, and prophecy. He is the one who can fill us to the point of overflow where nothing else matters. But Jesus and our love for the things of God never ceases. And He is the one responsible for authentic transformation. Transformation that can be seen when no one's looking and when everyone's looking. I couldn't live the way that I do now without the Holy Spirit. And I will continue to spend my lifetime getting to know Him even better. And after you encounter the Holy Spirit, I know that you will feel the same. So God placed on my heart to create a course that provides an introduction to the Holy Spirit. You can find it on the website www.empoweringlives.online, which also has a downloadable app for your convenience. This course is called Introduction to the Holy Spirit. It has a course manual. Both the course and the manual are free. The manual is downloadable if you prefer to read versus doing something interactive online. There's also a group you can join to ask questions. And so in this course, you will be introduced to the person of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. You will be provided an understanding of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, learn how to walk with the Holy Spirit in revelation, direction, and power. So I invite you, you are welcome to come to the platform empoweringlives.online. I look forward to seeing you, and this is your first step to a whole new encounter with God. Please share your testimony with me. I would love to hear from you, and please share the course with others. If you know someone that is definitely answering yes to those questions that I asked, go ahead and share the podcast, share these resources with them, and I know that it will be a blessing to you and to them. So until the next one, be blessed.